Hi, this is Roy Worley. Welcome to the interview show that brings on guests from all walks of life. Yeah, it's here that they tell their stories and delve a little deeper into their lives to see what got them where they are. So grab a drink, have a seat, and relax, because this is The Leo Effect.
When was the last time a short movie shook your emotions to the core? When was the last time a short movie caused you to rethink everything you stood for? When was the last time a short movie made you proud to be an American? When was the last time you felt the emotion to stand up and cheer after a short movie? The new short movie, I've Got Your Six, written and directed by Bill Foster, one of the industry's newest and fastest climbing directors, will answer all of those questions. Rarely has there been so much packed into a short movie that when you leave, you'll feel more proud of our American military veterans. A movie that was cast only with American military veterans will have you on the edge of your seat, cheering for our veterans and what makes America great. I've Got Your Six will be hitting the film festival scene soon. Be prepared to drop what you're doing and go see this powerful movie when it comes to your area. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Leo Effects. Now, today, I'm joined by a very special guest. That little clip that you heard at the beginning of the intro there, that was one of his singles, a clip of one of his singles that released last spring, as I recall. And it's kind of leading into an album that he's got coming out in June. And we're going to talk all about that. But first, I want to introduce my guest for this evening, Steve Ray Ladson. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing good. How about you?
Same. Can't complain. I got some good things going on, and I got you here to talk to me tonight. So, you know, perfect end to a perfect day.
Yeah, man. That's a good thing. That's great.
Yeah, for sure. So I kind of talked about it a little bit there, but would you consider yourself a musician, a musical artist, a producer?
I'm all of that in one. I'm a musician, artist, producer, writer, engineer, whatever I need to be when I need to be, right? I like to call myself a jack of all trades.
Okay. All right. So you handle everything yourself. You don't have like a team that does your editing and things like that for you?
Sometimes, but most of the time I do most of the editing myself and stuff. I have an engineer who comes in and mixes and masters like at the end and stuff like that. But as far as, you know, my recording process, I pretty much do everything myself and then just take it to a bigger studio who's got all the converters and all of the compressors and stuff and let them clean it up and, you know, get other ears involved on it. Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I do have a team for that. Yep. But for the creative process, I pretty much handle that on my own.
Speaking of creative process, like, how do you come up with your music?
Oh, man, music is always, like, happening for me. Like, you know, when you travel, when you walk around, and when you're, you know, when you're singing and doing different gigs, different places, or when you're like just all around, you know, it's always a creative process during the day. You know, you always see things that make you think about a song, or, you know, you always hear things that make you think about a certain sound. So the creative process pretty much goes on all day. And then you finally get that moment where you're at a computer or somewhere you can lay that thing down that you've been thinking about all day. And then it becomes more than an idea. It becomes, you know, a pattern, or, you know, it becomes a roadmap, and then, you know, you got that piece down and you just keep adding on to it, you know, as time goes by. Sometimes you get to put down two or three different ideas, you know, at a time, just because, you know, you don't know exactly which one you're going to do, or, you know, you just hear them all that. You just hear so many things at one time, you know. It's just, it's a creative process. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. What got you into music in the first place?
Music is in my family. My dad, my mom, my uncles and aunts, you know, they're all singers and musicians and artists. You know, some can draw. So art was a big thing in the family. And then we just got a pair of, me and my brother got a pair of guitars from my dad. And my mom was an organ player slash bass player too. So she had the thing already. And we just got some guitars, man. And it was, you know, just hard work and practice, you know. You don't know if you're going to like something until you try. No, I know a lot of my other cousins picked it up, but they didn't like it as much as I did. So it just, you know, if you like it and, you know, you love it, you'll keep doing it. And I picked it up and I began to love it. And it became, you know, my thing now. You know, it's pretty much all I do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's great that you did that because you make some really great music. So, you know, it worked out in everybody's favor.
Yeah, man, I'm so happy it did. I'm so happy it did, man.
Yeah. Where do you think you would be if music hadn't have worked out for you?
Had I not been in music, I'd probably been in, like, the Air Force or something like that. I would be in engineering. I was good at computer system design with drawing blueprints and stuff like that. So, you know, I probably would have been doing something of that nature. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad I'm not. Not that those are bad jobs. Those are great jobs. Engineers make good money.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. How long did it take you to kind of figure out what your sound was?
A couple of years, man. It takes a lot of time and practice. You don't necessarily know what your sound is or what works for you until, you know, you get response from people and you don't get a response from people until you get it in front of the crowd. So once people start hearing it and you start getting reactions, which may take a while. It may take you a while to get your music out there for people to hear, you know. So I've been putting out a lot of stuff for a while, but it just wasn't the song where people be like, oh, that's a good song, or that's a, you know, or I love that I sing that, you know. And then when you get that song that people is like, oh, I sing that, or my son sings that, I play that song and my kids love it, you know. That lets you know that you have a sound. You're either you have a sound or you're in the ballpark figure for getting it, coming close to it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. That's interesting that you explained it that way, because it's very true. I mean, most people don't just jump right in knowing exactly what they're gonna do.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's a whole process, you know.
Yeah. What? How would you describe your sound?
My sound is soulful, vintage, and funky in one, you know, some urban, some pop, you know, but it's more, it's feel the soul. It's something you can feel. All of my songs you can feel. You can feel where it's going, or you can feel where it's coming from. You can feel something in there that makes you say, okay, this guy's got some soul in there. He's got a little something in there. Something that might touch me a little. I felt something there.
Yeah, and it really does. Like, your songs are just amazing, to be honest with you. Like, the first time I heard them, I said, oh, yeah, I can't wait to talk to this guy.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm excited. I can't wait to get out and perform a couple of those songs here in the States, man, you know.
Yeah. Well, you were touring with a different band in Australia when this COVID thing broke out, right?
Yes, I was. I was actually in Australia and New Zealand. We did an extensive tour in Australia and about a WOMAD festival out in New Zealand when COVID first came out. But it was crazy because it was like 30,000 people at the New Plymouth, at the festival in New Plymouth for WOMAD, and nobody got coronavirus. It was just crazy.
That is crazy. Oh, man. Who were you touring with at the time?
So I was touring with this legendary band called the Blind Boys of Alabama. They're a 5-time Grammy Award winning band. I've written songs for them. They have a new album out, actually. They just signed a deal with this label out of, I think it's Florence, Alabama, Muscle Shoals, Alabama, Single Lock Records. It's John Paul White's label. And they just released this album that I wrote two songs on. I co-wrote two songs on with the music director and Jimmy Sloan, one which was produced by a good friend of ours, Steve Berlin from Los Lobos. He produced one down at Fame and Muscle Shoals. And then another one which was produced in Nashville by a great engineer and producer named Vance Powell.
Heck, that's awesome. That's amazing. Were you part of Blind Boys of Alabama before or after you made your own stuff?
I was part of the Blind Boys after I made my own stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
I had my own stuff prior to, but I didn't have the know-how or, you know, the experience.
Mm-hmm.
For that, so it was a difference. You know, I didn't really get to experience what, you know, how to really, I didn't really become a writer until I got with the Blind Boys and started hanging with people who really wrote songs, you know?
Okay, all right. How did you end up meeting them or getting on with them?
Well, I knew the music director, Joey Williams. I know his son, who is LJ, Little Joy, and Little Joy's homies and cousins from up in New York. We always had a relationship. We always hang out when they came down from New York to Carolina. So we would hang out, you know, for a couple of years at a, you know, time. And then we finally got a chance to do a show together. And I played with Joey Williams, Big Joey. And we played some songs. And man, it just so happened that the Blind Boys were looking for a musician at the time, a bass player at that time. And I ended up playing bass. And it worked out for Joey to hear me play bass. And he invited me on to become the bass player to try out. I tried out first.
Okay.
And then I got the gig. But I tried out on a gig. The gig was actually tryouts.
Oh, nice. Where was that at? Was that down in South Carolina?
It was Charlotte, North Carolina. And we did two gigs that weekend. It worked out perfectly because the management, they didn't want to fly me in. Because I was a new guy, you know, it was an audition. So you got to put in, you know, at least pay your dues. Mm-hmm. If you want the job, can you get to this certain place? So I was like, okay, I'll go and drive. I drove to Charlotte, North Carolina, and then I drove to Virginia. I can't remember. I'm not sure if it was Charlottesville or it was Abingdon, Virginia. One of those two parts of Virginia. That was my first weekend with the Blind Boys. No rehearsal. I just listened to a couple songs that Joey sent me. For a demo. He sent me some demos of the stuff they were doing live, and I just went in and played with them on the fly, and I've been in the band ever since, man.
That's awesome. I couldn't imagine that. That had to be just a wild experience.
Yeah, man, it really was, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it's nothing better.
So you're the bass player. But in your music, you're doing a piano. Do you play any more musical instruments?
Yeah, I play guitar, too. I mostly play guitar in my band, you know, but I'm playing piano on that particular song. So, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Do you prefer one of those over the other, or do you like them all equally?
I like them all equally, you know what I mean? I could play them all, you know. I guess it depends on who I'm playing with. Certain bands, I like to play certain instruments, you know.
Okay. I could pick up on that. That's cool.
Yeah, certain bands, I would like to play a certain instrument.
Yeah. Now, is there anybody you would really like to do a collaboration with?
Is there anybody I would like to do a collaboration with? That's alive that I know of off the top of my head. I'm not really sure. Yeah, you know, honestly, I would. I mean, I would like to do a collaboration with Hall and Oates, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those guys are great. I'd like to do a song with them or either Alan Parsons. He's another great. I actually worked with Alan Parsons before, but it was on somebody else's record. But it was pretty cool. But those are two top tier bands or two guys, you know, guys that I would love to work with and do a song with, besides Stevie Wonder, you know.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, with Alan Parsons, your foot's already in the door, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly, because that's Nathan East and everybody else in the camp over there. You know, those are just some great guys.
Right. So I got to ask, like, what do you enjoy the most about being a musical artist? Is it the writing? Is it the music, the composing, producing?
I like it. I just love the musical process, man, because sometimes it could be, I just love music in general, you know, because sometimes it's like making a track, producing a track, or it could be making a beat, or it could be actually writing the song, because sometimes, you know, you can just have so much fun in just writing the actual song, you know, just as much as you have producing it or making the music to it, you know, so, and I have a lot of writing sessions with my friends and Muscle Shoals, so we have a lot of fun just writing, you know, and just with an acoustic guitar, you know, sometimes we just have a lot of fun writing. And then we actually have fun recording it. We actually have fun producing it too, you know, putting other instruments and adding, you know, other stuff too. So that process, man, I love the whole thing, man. You know, it could be interesting the whole way through. It just depends on how you do it and the people you're working with, you know. It's okay. Very interesting.
That's cool. That's a good way to be. I mean, just enjoying the whole process. That's right on, man.
Yeah, man. You gotta love it. Especially if you love it, you know, it'll be a lot fun to, you know, because when you're writing, you're already putting out ideas and brainstorming with people. And, you know, you might say something that might just gel perfectly with something someone else said, and it's like a back and forth thing. It's like a meeting of the minds.
Yeah. Would you say that if you loved what you're doing, it changes the sound that's produced?
Yeah, I definitely would say that.
Okay.
Yeah. If you love it, you know, it's going to sound like you love it.
Right. And with that being the case, you know, kind of to talk a little bit about what you've got going on, you got two singles out already that came out last spring. And right. And that's Do You Know and Calling Your Name, right?
That's exactly right.
Cool. And like, what do those have any kind of hidden meaning or like a personal story behind them? Or was it just something you were just kind of coming up with?
Those were both coming up with songs where, like I said, those were, I was just like writing with my friends and you know, those songs both came up with in the middle of writing sessions where we had been writing songs for months and stuff, and we just be sitting around, and it's kind of a norm, and, you know, ideas just come up, and both of those songs came up, man, and they came out great. They came out really wonderful.
Yeah, they really did. How long did it take you to kind of put it all together from start to finish?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
about 20, 30 minutes, yeah. I mean, because the music was already laid down. The longest part of the song was the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The longest part of the song was the lyrics. And it wasn't really so bad with the lyrics because the hook came so easily. I think I sung the hook about, you know, the first time when we came up with it, you know, when we were just messing around with it, I sung the Do You Know part. Well, like, we singing like 3 hours straight, you know, just messing, just being, you know, having fun with it, just saying all kind of stuff. But when I really nailed down to put a pin to it and figure it out, it didn't take long. It was just, it flowed like water.
Wow. That's amazing to hear a story like that, because some people you hear, they struggle with, you know, oh, it took me years to come up with what I wanted to say and all this. And, you know, you're able to just kind of jive it out like that. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. It is, man. It's a blessing.
And in June, you've got your album coming out. Are those songs going to be on your album, or is this all completely fresh?
Oh, no, those songs will be on the album, man. I got some more. The album is going to be great, man. It's going to be amazing, man. You guys, I can't wait for you guys to hear it and get a copy of it so you can let me know what you think. But, I mean, I'm excited about it. It's got some of my finest work that I believe that I've ever done, so I'm excited to see what people think about it, man.
Oh, wow. And what's the album going to be called? I mean, I know, but
okay, yeah, the album is going to be called Sold Out. Like, you know, sold, you know, most people when you hear sold out, you probably just think like you're talking about sold as in you're selling a product and you don't have any more of the product. But it's sold out, like the soul, S-O-U-L-E-D, the soul in your body. It's like you're sold out. You got so much soul. The album is sold out.
That's a great name.
Yeah, man.
That's cool. I like that a lot.
Nothing but soul in this record, man. Nothing but soul. From beginning to end, it's sold out.
Yeah. How many tracks are going to be on it?
As of now, it's gonna be 11. You know, I mean, I may add an extra little bonus track on there or something. Maybe a little. I'm not sure. But right now, it's just 11 on there that I've gotten already ready for it and prepared what I've decided. But I think it's going to be 11.
That's cool. And this is all going to be in your style, or did you kind of play around with some different styles on other songs, or how'd you go about with that?
I got a few different, it's all my style. It all comes back to the soul.
Mm-hmm.
But I just did a few different things on it. I have this one track featuring one of my Latin buddies, you know, and I'm doing a little Spanish in there, you know, a little Espanol, un poquito Espanol, you know, put a little Spanish in there, you know, and, I got a couple surprises in the record for some people, you know, and some pop, you know, got a little pop soul in there, you know.
Yeah. That's
pop rock and roll.
That's going to be great. I can't wait to hear that. It's kind of like a fusion.
Yeah. It's pop, soul, rock and roll.
Pop, soul, rock and roll. I like it. That's a good catchphrase.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, baby.
Yeah. And how is like being quarantined and having all these lockdowns? Like how's that affecting what you're doing? Are you still recording? Do you do live streams on Facebook or something? Like how are you handling stuff?
I do live streams. Yes, I do live streams and I'm still recording. And as a matter of fact, I'm doing a live stream tonight, you know, so if everybody's out there listening, just tune in. You can always tune in. Catch me online, Steve Ray Latson. Just Google me on all social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that, Steve Ray Latson. You can catch me live on or check my stories. I'm always creating them. Got pictures up there and stuff that I'm doing. So you can always keep up and see what's going on. Even with this quarantine, we're still, you know, creating and making moves.
Right on. What advice would you have for somebody that's just starting out in the music industry?
My advice to someone who's starting out in the music industry is to keep pushing. You know, that's number one, because it's not going to be easy and you're going to have a lot of downfalls. You're going to run into a lot of bricks, you know, a lot of dead ends. You know, you're going to have to make a lot of sacrifices. It's going to be a long road. If you want to do this music thing, you know, and be among stars and, you know, and do it how the big timers do it, it's going to cost you. You know, it's going to be, you're going to have to put in some hard work. So you got to keep pushing. No matter what happens, you got to keep pushing. You just got to keep pushing. No matter what it is, you can't let anybody, you know, dictate to what you're doing. You have to have your mind made up and keep doing it. You know, because a lot of people are not made for the struggle. And it is a struggle. You know, it's, you know, things don't happen overnight. It could take years. It could take months. You know, it's like the lottery. Some people play the lottery all their life and never hit. And then some people hit the first time they play it when they walk in the store. And then some people play for 20 years and they finally get a break. You know, cool. It just depends. Yeah.
I like it. That's some good advice, man. That's realistic is what it is.
Yeah, it really is, man. It really is. You got to stay with it. You got to stick with it, though. You know, you got to stick with it. If you got, and it's hard work. You got to practice. You got to stay practicing and you got to stay sharpening your skills, because every day someone is practicing. The young bucks are practicing. You know, they don't have much to do. So it's like, you know, there's always somebody coming up behind you that can do the same thing you do, or if not better, you know, so you got to stay on your P's and Q's and, you know, be a perfectionist. You got to be a perfectionist.
Yeah. Well, it kind of, speaking of, you know, this life isn't for everybody kind of thing. Like, do you have a lot of support from your family, or do they kind of get annoyed that you're on tour all the time and always recording and things like that?
I get a lot of support from them, but I believe that they would like for me to be home more, but I'm definitely getting a lot of support because I'm kind of stepping over boundaries that nobody in my family has ever done. So it's kind of historical for them. But I do miss a lot of things. I'm away from the family a lot, and there's a lot that has happened. But thanks to COVID, I spend extended enormous amount of time with my family, and I'm ready to start back touring now whenever COVID feels like leaving. You know,
yeah.
Thanks to COVID, I'm spending an extended amount of time with them, and I know that they love me, and they know that I love them too, but I'm about ready to go now.
I got you. I think everybody's about ready to be let off the leash, as it were. You know, this is getting a little tiresome for everybody, but that is one of the good things that come out of it, is that everybody's spending a little more time with their families now.
Yes, it is. It is one of the best things that could ever happen for the world, man.
For real. Well, in this last little bit of the show, I'd like to, you know, you kind of touched on it earlier, but I'd kind of like you to reiterate it, to let everybody know what your social medias are so that they can just get on there and follow all of your stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, north, east, south, and west, this is the Carolina Country Boy, Steve Ray Latson. You can find me on all of your social media outlets as Steve Ray Latson. That's LAD as in dog, SON. And you can just Google me, and it'll take you to all of my sites, all of my my videos, music videos, my website, you know, and all of my tags are Steve Ray Latson, and my handles are Steve Ray Latson. Everything is wrapped right up under that. Stay tuned. You'll be able to pre-order my album soon, and I would like for everybody to get ready to pre-order this funky album that's coming. It's pop, soul, rock, and roll like you've never heard it before.
That's awesome. I love it. So yeah. Look, Steve, I just got to say thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to me today. Like, you've been an amazing guest. You really got some good insights, and it's been a blast chatting with you.
Man, thank you for the opportunity, giving me the time and the space to talk with you.
For sure. Anytime, man. Like, you got something new coming out in the future, let me know. We'll get you back on here to talk about it.
Well, man, thank you. I really appreciate it, man. Hope you stay safe during this time and enjoy family.
Absolutely. You as well.
And yeah, thank you very much.
And thank you to all the listeners who tuned in to check this out. Make sure to click the link in the podcast description to go to his social medias. You're going to want to follow along, because this is just the beginning of some awesome stuff that's coming out. So thank you all very much for listening, and we'll see you all next time. Now that was an awesome interview. Thanks so much for listening. You all are so great. And don't forget to head to Facebook, Insta, and Twitter and follow The Leo Effects. If you want to hear some comedy and ridiculous voices, check out Shattered Dungeons on YouTube and all other places podcasts can be heard. And you'll hear me voicing crazy characters, usually pretty terribly. So thank you so much. You all are the absolute best. And we will see you all on the next episode.